This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live today at the State House for the 7th annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. And for people that are around, or if you're driving and you're in Concord, there's a little bit of, you know, detours going on because of the construction, but it's not too bad. Come on over, and we're taking names and phone numbers, and we're going to be picking winners that are winning a tank of propane. So come on down and fill it out. We'll be pulling some names. Actually, I think we should pull one right now.
Let's have Joe, who is joining us for a brief few moments, president of the Propane Gas Association of New England. Joe, would you do the honor of pulling our next propane gas winner?
Would be my pleasure.
All right.
You can even read it, Joe.
We have Stephen Druin, 126 Bumfagan Road of Loudoun, New Hampshire. My neighbor.
It is?
Well, more or less. I live in Loudoun.
Oh, well, close enough.
I'm not delivering it, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
That's what I thought you were kind
of saying. Let's pull another one, because we're down to our last hour, and we've still got most of the tanks to go. Just give the town. Don't give anybody's address.
Yeah, okay.
You know how that works.
I knew that was a problem.
Yeah.
Well, this will be good because there is no town. Tom Murphy.
All right.
But so, is there any?
There's a phone number.
There okay.
Is. Perfect.
Sure.
So to 848. What town is that? I can't tell.
So Tom Murphy, Steve Druin, if you're here, come and pick up your propane tank. And when we go on break, we'll call, or maybe Bob can call, or something like that.
All right.
Not sure. But all right, without any further ado, let's talk with Joe Rose. He's the president of the Propane Gas Association of New England. So welcome to the Pulse.
Well, thank you for having me on, and you guys do a great job. I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
And so it's really a pleasure to have you here. And as I said to you earlier when you got here, there's plenty of food to think about. So
there definitely is.
This is the 7th year we've done this event, and the focus is to give propane some exposure in the community and also to talk about propane safety. You know, as we live outdoors in the summer here in New Hampshire, we have so many options and so many fun things to do, and our goal is just to make sure in everything we do that people are safe.
So can you give us a couple of safety tips for
sure.
People that are, because this is grilling season and...
It is. And you know, one of the tips is that if it's the first time that you've used your grill, you know, it needs cleaning. And so clean it up real well. And you want to check for leaks. Check for leaks on the hoses where it connects to the grill, where it connects to the tank. Most people don't leave the tank connected to the grill all winter.
Unless you cook outside like I do all winter.
Well, we love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I can show you my propane bills.
Thank you. The other thing, while we're talking about the tank itself, it's really important that people don't store those tanks inside their house or in their garage. I mean, if you have a shed 50 feet behind your house and there's nothing valuable in there, I mean, we don't expect anything to ever happen. But you certainly do not need a propane tank in your house, should, God forbid, it should spring a leak. And again, not that that happens once in a blue moon, but if it's your house and it's a blue moon, who knows? So, you know, storing the tanks outside, and that's really a hard message to get through to a lot of our consumers.
Well, I have to tell you, Joe, I just recently bought a new condo. It's my second home heated by propane, and I was thrilled because, first of all, I hate oil. And I know that propane is reliable and it pretty reasonably priced most of the time. So I am a big fan of the gas that you sell.
Well, that's great. We, you know, we know that we call ourselves the gas beyond the mains. Certainly people call my office on a regular basis and say, I have natural gas running in front of my house in the street. What should I do? Use it. That's what I tell them. But for all the people in New England that don't have access to, you know, city gas, street gas, natural gas, whatever they call it, we can do the same things for them, as you know, from your house, with propane. So we're really versatile. The other interesting thing that's happened in the last 3 or 4 years is propane is now 100% American. We are the world's largest exporter of propane gas. You've heard all about
that.
The shale gas and
the fracking and all that
stuff. Fracking.
Right.
You know,
there's no fracking going on in this fracking place, right?
No fracking in New England.
Yeah. Can we say that on the radio?
But what happens is when, you know, the gas comes out of the pipe from the process, it's mixed with propane and natural gas. So they send that to a processing facility. They separate the gases out. And Mike's standing here with his mouth
wide open.
He's not eating anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I will add, again, just to show you how much I love propane, I have my backyard grill hardwired, plumbed into the house.
Oh, my.
So I never run out of gas. I do not need to take home any of these tanks.
Perfect.
I don't ever want to be without, because I'm just a huge outdoor cooking guy. So
that's great.
I'm in my element today, Joe.
Well, that's great. Maybe you could give some lessons to some of these folks when the show's over.
Yeah, here's how to clean the grill.
Any of them would let you help do that. Yeah,
well, that's all that's going to be left to do by the end of this. But we still have food. Some of the vendors are still providing food. And I have to tell you, you, of course, are at the Propane Gas of New England tent as soon as people walk in on the right. And you had such delicious jambalaya rice that I wanted to go back for more, but I figured it should be for the customers, Joe.
No, you should go get some now. I'll talk
should
to
I?
Carol.
Okay.
Did you make that, Joe?
Yeah, this is the sixth year I've made that.
Fabulous.
I got the cooker and the pot from the manufacturer in Louisiana, and they sent me their family recipe. And now this is the sixth year I've made that right here on the State House lawn.
So this is something then that people each year remember and they come back for?
They do. They were here at 8:30 this morning asking me, is the jambalaya ready yet?
Oh, my.
Now, it's not really my choice of breakfast food, but, you know.
Hey.
Whatever.
So what is so special about your jambalaya? Like, can you give us a general recipe? Or?
Sure. It's we start out with pork, and we brown the pork. We add in lots of vegetables, celery and peppers and onions and carrots, which I use the food processor for.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, brown all that up. I make my own homemade chicken stock, so there's no sodium in it.
Wow.
Because, you know, we're trying to be health conscious here.
Yes, we are.
And,
you are right, Joe.
So
you do listen.
Sodium-free chicken stock. The spice mix comes with the rice, which I also get from Louisiana. And they ship it up to us when we need it. And so we add in the spices, of course, a half a jar of hot sauce,
yum,
a little Worcestershire, a little of this, a little of that.
You're a foodie, aren't you?
I do, I am.
Yeah, you can tell.
Can you tell by looking at me?
Well.
You can tell.
Say yes, Mike. It's okay.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. It makes more of you to love.
Now, is
I hope my wife's listening.
Is this something that you make, like, for the family? Like, do you make it several times a year?
We do. I make it at my church. A couple times a year, that's in high demand. Make it for the family, for, you know, parties and outings, and probably make a half a dozen batches over the course of the summer.
All right, so what else are you known for besides the jambalaya rice? All right, so what is your meat of choice on your back grill when you're cooking with propane?
I'm a chicken guy.
You like doing chicken?
Yeah.
See, that's my least favorite for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To cook. I mean, I like getting a nice inch and a half thick ribeye.
You know, red meat's not that healthy for you.
I don't care.
Right. I've been listening to Carol.
I'm gonna be dead a long time, so while I'm here,
well,
you know, I'm going to eat the red meat.
You know what makes this country so great?
What is that,
we're all
Joe?
A little bit different. As long as you're cooking it on propane, Mike,
yeah,
I don't really care what you're eating. No. But no, I'm a chicken guy. I like we do a lot of chicken.
Do you do? Have you done the chicken they call the beer can chicken?
Yes. Yep.
With real beer, right?
With real beer.
Yes.
Well,
in a real beer
with
can.
Real beer. What are you going to use, fake beer?
Well, I...
Like O'Doul's,
yeah.
No, they don't sell that in a can, do they?
God, I hope not.
Nah.
Now, what about Thanksgiving turkey? Have you ever done one of those on the grill?
We've grilled it. We've deep fat fried it.
Oh, nice.
I did that here one year, but the governor frowned on the fact that I had all this hot fat that I had to dump
that
it. I had to dump it in the mulch over there.
Oh.
That would have been Governor Lynch probably, right?
It was, yeah.
No, seriously, you had to dump the grease out?
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't smart enough to understand that when I got done here at 2 o'clock,
yeah,
that grease was still going to be pretty hot.
Oh, right.
And it came in a plastic jug. You know, yeah. I look smart, but I'm really not that bright. You know? So we didn't do any more deep fat fried turkeys, but we do cook those at home, and again we do turkey on the grill as well.
I want to get back to propane here for just a moment. I'm looking. We have tanks that we'll be giving away that are filled with 15 pounds of propane, and most tanks today don't come with any kind of an indicator as to how much is left. I mean, some do. You can pay a little extra.
Right.
I know there's some ways that you can kind of tell by pouring a little water over the tank. Can you tell us that way to,
sure,
you know, in a pinch if you have to?
Sure. If you, when the propane, you're actually using the grill and the propane is boiling because there's liquid inside that tank. And it uses the air temperature to boil into the gas that is burned in the grill. So if you took a tea kettle of hot water while the grill is on and poured it down the side of the tank, you could get a pretty good idea where the liquid level is.
I never
so
knew that.
So your hand, you put your hand, it'd be once the water's done.
No, you don't need to use your hand. You'll be,
oh, you'll
able,
be able to see the condensation?
A visual frost line.
Okay.
The other way, of course, which is a little easier, is to get your bathroom scale.
Oh.
Know that the tank weighs about 18 pounds plus the 15, so it's 33 when it's full. It's 18 when it's empty.
All right.
You can do the math.
We just provided a public service today from your local propane dealers, and its president, Joe Rose. And I'd seen that on the Internet, but, you know, you can't believe everything you see on the Internet, Joe, and I knew you would be the man.
Well, thanks. I don't have any. You've made me speechless, which is hard to do.
Oh, my.
Your wife isn't going to believe it, is she?
No, she isn't.
For those of you tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse, 107.7 FM, and we are live at the State House for the 7th Annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day, and we are talking with Joe Rose. He's the president of Propane Gas Association of New England, and who we just found out is a foodie and loves to cook and loves, of course, loves to eat. Who doesn't love to eat?
We all love to eat.
I just heard somebody's phone ringing. I got nervous. I thought it was mine. Sorry. And for listeners out there that are around the area, come on down. They are still serving free lunch. They're still serving free lunch.
But hurry
down.
Yeah.
And we're also giving away free
tanks
of propane. Yeah. Tazzy's going to be joining us very soon. But come on over to our table, fill out your name and number, put it in this yellow bag, and we're giving away free tanks of propane. And I think we need to pull another name. Joe, would you be so kind?
Sure. See, Joe, we figured it'd be better to let you go before the pig, because who wants to follow a pig into
name
a radio interview?
To win a propane tank? Oh,
as
oh
long
she
as
has
you,
a
as
question.
As long as you don't have your name in here.
I have Dawn Graves.
No, she has a question.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
Dawn Graves.
Dawn Graves. If you are here, you want a free propane tank.
Wow.
So
terrific.
There you go. Here's another one.
Here we go. They're coming fast and furious, Carol.
Adrian Aya. Gearing?
That looks like a Gearing, yes.
Gearing. Adrian Gearing. Gearing. If you're here, you want a free propane tank as well. So
right,
Dawn
do we have somebody
Graves?
With a question?
This young lady wants to know if this is a private party, and
no.
I assured her that it is not. This is Outdoor Living Safety Day. The propane dealers in the Concord area are all here serving up free food. They have safety tips and safety literature because we want you to have a fun outdoor summer, but we want you to be safe.
And if you fill out your name and number on there, throw it in this yellow bag, we're giving away free propane tanks right here.
And
there you go.
It's filled with propane.
Filled with propane.
America's choice for heating and cooking.
That's
correct,
right.
Joe?
Correct.
Do I get a job with the organization?
We could probably handle that.
Well, you know, we're here all about safety. That's part of the message. And I think one of the biggest things, the most dangerous things that people do, is if they can't get an instant ignition, perhaps their button isn't working or the wind blows it out, please listen to what this man says about relighting the grill.
Yeah, the first and most important thing is to turn off the gas, stop the flow of gas, open the cover on the grill at least 5 minutes. Just let Mother Nature clear the vapors out of the space and then start over. If you leave that's why the instructions with your grill say to always light it with the top open. You don't want to trap gas in an enclosed area and then touch it with a source of ignition, because then it goes poof.
Yeah, or worse.
Or worse.
You know, those are all, you know, people need, I myself, I'm afraid of it. And, you know, that is probably, I am, I admit it. Do you know, it took me years, and I'm not kidding when I say this, even to this day, I still don't even like to light a match.
Okay.
I don't know. It makes me nervous.
So like, you're just
to light a grill, I would
you're
never.
You're fire cautious.
I am. I guess I am.
That's why she has Daryl.
But, you know, it's funny because my assistant at the Red Arrow corporate offices, Amanda, she was just telling me the other day her husband, you know, they were grilling for the night and he went out and she said he got all singed on his arms. It poofed right in his face.
Right.
I, like, freaked out. I'm like, oh, my God.
He didn't follow the proper safety precautions.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have been. And it's It's really important because that's why we're here. We don't want people to get hurt.
Exactly.
Well, we have enjoyed having you, Joe. You've not only shared some safety tips, but a bit of your culinary expertise.
I love that. We'll have to have him back for some
definitely.
Food talk.
Anytime.
Foodie talk.
Yeah, next time we'll just talk food, though, next time you come in.
And I have to bring the food, right?
Well, duh. Yes. And you know what? You're going to come when I'm not on my meal plan strictly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to be always eating healthy, but I won't be, you know, listen in, and we'll get you to come on in because I really would like to try your jambalaya.
It's fantastic. Great. All right, Joe. Joe Rose.
Thank you.
President of the Propane Gas Association of New England.
All right. You are listening.
We're going to talk to some more propane people in a few minutes.
Yes, we are. You're listening to Food for Thought live at the State House, 7th Annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. And there is still some food, so come on down, free food and free propane tanks. Fill out your name and number. We'll be pulling some names. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Back, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the 7th Annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. We are right in front of the State House in Concord. And what a beautiful day. And listeners, if you're here and you're listening or if you're driving by, come on down. There's a little bit left, about a little over a half hour. And you can fill out your name and phone number. We're giving away free propane tanks. So come on in. And we are here right now with Jeff Dillon. He is the sales and marketing manager of Eastern Propane and Oil Company. So welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's start it off with pulling out a couple of names right here.
All right.
So I'm going to let you do the honors, Jeff, and you can even read the name for us.
Alex Stone in Amherst, New Hampshire.
All right. Is Alex Stone here? You won a tank of propane, if you're
propane,
around.
Propane's America's greatest fuel. Yeah.
There you go.
There's the first branding message of many.
The next winner is Robert Bolak, B-E-A-U-L-A-C, from Concord, New Hampshire.
There you go. Robert Bolak, if you're here, you won a free propane tank. Alex Stone, Adrian Gehring, Don Graves, and Stephen Druin. You won a tank of propane.
We actually had somebody visiting from 8 hours away, and we said, you want to sign up? Because we're giving away 15-pound tanks of propane. He said, well, we're on our motorcycles, and we got an eight-hour ride, so well, I can't imagine that would be much fun.
The helmet should have been my clue, really. I mean, it came right out of my mouth, and I'm like, whoops.
You got another one, or is that good?
We may as well.
Sure. We don't want to give too many away. I don't know how many we've got left. One more here.
I'd like to get it from someone that's here.
Vic Demento.
All right.
Vic Demento has
Look,
just
he's
won.
Here, and he's running here. Down
and
to the front.
And he's here. Great. You can come and grab one. Oops.
Vic's at the office
he's
working.
He's really not
his
here.
His twin brother. Yeah.
Oh, this is his twin brother.
You just grab it.
Go and pick.
Come and grab
pick
one.
Pick the tank that you like.
Cool.
Sure.
Cool. All right. So, again, we are with Jeff Dillon, Sales and Marketing Manager of Eastern Propane and Oil. So what do you have to say about propane? And you know, you've been here for all the 7 years.
Seven years, yes.
I hear that you are the very first one that signs up every single year.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for our organization to get out in front of not just the regular public, but, you know, our lawmakers right inside. You know, give them a great lunch, show what versatility that propane has to offer. And just, you know, remember that, you know, there is another choice out there. And propane is a great choice to make. So whether it be for, you know, your home heat or cooking or drying your clothes, you know, probably one of the biggest things that's happening right now in the Northeast is the movement for auto gas, which is converting your gasoline or your diesel vehicles over to propane. So we just actually secured the city of Boston's maintenance fleet, and that's a big step for the city of that size to make that commitment to go green and environmental. Plus, it has a great return payback for them. So,
much cleaner, leaves a much smaller carbon footprint, if there is such a thing, I guess, for propane. I don't know enough about it. There must be some little bit of residual, but not nearly what the petrol oils.
Not even close.
And
you can look up on our website on eastern.com. We have an auto gas link. And you can obviously call us at any time if you're interested in converting your fleet. And it's not just municipalities or private fleets, plumbing or landscaping companies who have a few vehicles out there. They want to save some money on their annual fuel cost. It's a great investment to make.
Are you in sales and marketing?
I've been accused that a few times.
Well, that's why you're here today. I'm just teasing you. So you talked about the auto gas, which in particular for fleets has been proven to be a successful switchover. A lot of hybrid cars today, I don't think, have been fitted for propane, but correct me if I'm wrong. Is there any plan for that with the automakers?
Absolutely. There is. Ford has a gaseous prep package you can buy with their trucks on certain models of their trucks and some of their vans. All because these particular vans are probably for fleets, the most popular choice for their fleets. And it isn't ready for the general public yet. We just don't have that network out there. Like you don't even CNG, you don't see those gas stations everywhere, on every street corner. So it's not quite ready for the American public, homeowner. But it is a great alternative and a green alternative for people who have a single or a common refueling spot. Like municipalities generally, public works department usually has a diesel tank or a gasoline tank where they fill all their vehicles at. So, and it's even being run on many state cruisers in other states. It's a very popular choice in the South and the West Coast.
You and I had a conversation a few months ago about, we'll go inside the house here because we talked a lot about the other outside applications of propane gas. Are there some new, some thermostat gear and equipment that can really make it even more efficient to time when you want the house to be heated at certain temperatures? So what's the latest technology on that for propane?
They're called, generally speaking, a smart thermostat, and they usually are wired wirelessly hooked up to your network, your wireless network, and you can control the thermostat from your smartphone anywhere in the world, anywhere you have an internet connection. And you can monitor the temperature in your house. You can, depending on the model of thermostat you get, it'll tell you if there's an alarm going on that you have a sudden drop in temperature. So you kind of know that there's something up with your heating source, and you can call your supplier or your home mechanical contractor.
Talk to me a little bit, because I'm going to take it back outside for a second. You were cooking as well today. What were you fixing for the folks?
Well, we were cooking up a smorgasbord here. I mean, we had some great products from the Miles Smith Farm. I mean, absolutely great products. We brought along some chicken wings and steak tips.
How'd I miss that?
I saw Jeff. The chicken wings, and they looked fabulous.
We had many different kinds of chicken wings going on.
They're breaking down over there.
Yes. And, we did in the morning breakfast, we had a scrambled egg breakfast sandwich with bacon and cheese and everything. It was great.
You really go, all out at this.
This is fun to show off what you can do outside with propane.
Are you a guy that loves grilling at home?
I do.
You strike me as a type that enjoys that. You're using your own product, but you're loving it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the great thing about it is not just, you're cooking on your grill, but you got your propane deck heater heating.
Mr. Show-off over here.
So you can start your season early and end it longer.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I should think about getting one of those because I grill all year long. I was telling Joe a little earlier that I actually have it plumbed for my house, which is heated by propane, so I never run out during a party.
That's great. A lot of people are taking that option.
You're like out there in your winter jacket?
Oh, my God, yes.
So you need to get one of those.
Well, that's true. I mean, I put the coat on. You don't spend any more. But I know you're supposed to not leave the grill unattended. I mean, that's one of the basic
safety.
I don't know how many people do that. I mean, I know I do go in the house occasionally to get another beer. But, cooking all winter. In fact, Jeff, it was my only motivation this winter to keep the grill deck shoveled because, we had 100 inches of snow.
That's right.
And you could have just left it, but I said, my grill looks so sad out there.
Oh.
So I shoveled after every darn snowstorm, and I cooked all winter. I love it.
Excellent. Did you shovel to your tank? Because we really appreciate that.
Well, you joke about that. I'm in a new condo association. I'm the president.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you got to do some shoveling when we didn't think about telling our plow guys that we would like them to do that. So you're right. That's something that
you had to do that for everybody.
No,
or just you?
Well, we only have six or seven tanks on the property. It's only 18 units. But and they're right, because it's hard work to begin with for your
right.
drivers. The people that deliver it, and if they can't even find it, I mean, just first of all, digging it out, because we
yeah.
have the above-ground terminals. Oh. So that's something to remember next year, folks, is make sure you've got a path
oh,
and everything
absolutely.
Cleared out for the drivers, because I think at their option, they can choose not to fill it, I think.
If it's an unsafe condition and they're not going to be able to make it, there is that, yeah, we got to be careful out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, for the general public, they took it upon it as a challenge. You know, this is what real New Englanders
oh, yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah.
And I got pictures on Facebook and sent to me that, hey, this is my path
really?
To my thing. And the path was like 6 feet. It was like he carved a tunnel to his tank. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
So we really appreciate all the work
yeah.
that the public did.
Now, before we let you go, can you just leave us with a tip, a propane tip, gas grilling tip?
Or safety tip, whichever
well,
you
safety
prefer.
Safety tip, yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, remember, the grill's been sitting all winter, probably uncovered or covered in snow. You know, check your hoses. Make sure they're not cracked. When you turn on your tank, use a liquid soapy solution. Check your fittings. And, you know, when you first light your grill, just make sure it works properly. And just don't assume it's going to take off just like last year. I mean, I don't know if you ever lifted your lid up, if it sat all year, and you got a little squirrel or a little chipmunk found a home there for the winter.
Or a hornet's nest.
Yeah,
a
hornet's nest. So just make sure that it's clean and ready to go. And that's probably one of the easiest safety tips a person can do at home.
There you go.
Terrific. Well,
there you go.
So glad that you joined us. Jeff Dillon is Sales and Marketing Manager, Eastern Propane and Oil, his office in Rochester. Of course, they're all over New England. And auto gas, the coming thing. That's my takeaway today. Jeff, good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
my
you
pleasure.
Very much.
All right.
And listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the State House. We still have a few minutes left of the show, and we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we will be talking with Carol from Miles Smith Farm, along with her pet pig,
oh boy.
Tazzy. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. She even squeals on the air.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the 7th Annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. We're kind of nearing the end of it. It does end at 2, so shortly. And what a great day. It's been an absolutely beautiful day for this event. And we are here right now with Carol Soule of Miles Smith Farm. And you have your pet pig, Tazzy D. Moo.
Tazzy D.
Who has been on Food for Thought before. So
she has.
I was so excited when I saw her. Oh, can you hear her?
Excuse me, that was me.
Figures. You would do that. I should have known.
You speak pig, Mike.
I do indeed.
Oh, my God.
Pig Latin was very popular back in my day.
That's Pigtagulous.
Oh, she's Pigtagulous.
Yes.
And you know, listeners, if you do come down, you can't miss Carol or Ella because they have their hats on with the pig ears up there. Yes,
yeah,
they're very cute.
Now,
it's you.
I'm somewhat new to the area. Tell me a little bit about the Miles Smith Farm.
Well, we raise cattle. We're a cattle farm, mostly.
Okay.
But a couple years ago, we ended up with a pig. I don't know how we ended up with this pig. She was supposed to go to the butcher. She missed her appointment.
Oh.
And she came home, and within 2 hours, she had me sitting down with her head in my lap, and that was it.
She can't weigh more than 15 pounds,
oh,
maybe 20?
That was the first pig, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm sorry. This
Charlotte.
Was before.
This was 2 years ago. Tazzy's only 9 months, 8 months old.
Oh.
So after we bred Charlotte, because why do you have a pig but either to eat or to breed? And we weren't going to eat Charlotte.
I hope not.
No. So Charlotte had 7 piggies, and we have 5 left. We had 5. We have 1 left. We bred her. So we have 3 bred sows, a boar, and this little tiny teapot pig who actually was given to us.
She is adorable. What is she? I mean, would this be a substitute for a dog?
It could if you knew how to handle her, because
okay.
she's not as easy as a dog.
So not toilet training. How
potty trained. She is,
is she potty
trained?
Took a long while. Took a lot of convincing.
Yeah.
Like would she take exception to something else? We didn't feed her in time or something, and she'd go somewhere else. So she knows what she was doing. She was manipulating us.
Ooh.
So, but we have since trained her, and she does use her potty the way she's supposed to use it now. So she's very good.
All right, so you raise primarily beef.
Beef, yes. Now grass-fed beef at Miles Smith Farm.
And you must provide a number of restaurants, I would guess, with your product?
A few restaurants.
Yeah.
We'd love to provide more.
But I mean, the farm-to-table movement
is big.
It's big, and I would think, big. You know, they're depending on your capacity to produce.
We do. We have great capacity.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tricky with restaurants because so many restaurant goers want a certain cut, a certain everything has to be the same, and our animals are all different sizes.
Okay.
So we might have an 8-ounce strip steak, and we might have a 6-ounce. And so it's very difficult for restaurants. So we do a lot of local grocery stores. And at the farm, we have a solar store at the farm, and we sell our beef at this farm. We're having a huge farm day tomorrow, big sale at the farm, so at Miles Smith Farm. So
okay, we're in Loudoun, because not everybody will know.
In Loudoun. We're near the racetrack.
You can
Google us, 56 White House Road in Loudoun.
Okay, I'm going to ask Ella here. Talk to me about the beef and pork chipotle sticks that I have here.
Well, the chipotle sticks are primarily the garlic flavor. It gives them that nice Mexican bite if you like traditional Mexican food. We also have the cracked pepper, which I prefer because it's a lighter, sweeter flavor. So they were an even mix today.
Do you make that on premises?
No, we have those. I believe they're processed in Vermont.
Right. There's very few places that will do the processing. Yeah. And since it's USDA certified, we have to go to a certification plant.
Yeah. But it's all our beef and locally sourced pork.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about your specialty mixture that
yes,
you do.
Yes, the beef
let's
pork
talk
mix.
About that.
Yes. Yes. And that is 55% grass-fed beef and 45% pork. So the pork gives that lean, grass-fed beef a little bit more, you know, juiciness and a different flavor. So we really, it's going well. People are, and this is part of that. This is a part of the beef-pork mix. These are a mix of beef and pork.
And you brought them over to me, especially because you said they were very healthy. And there's
Carol.
Everything is good in here. And I did have a sample before, so I'm very excited
so
about
this. So if you're going to snack...
This is what I need
go
to snack
right
on.
Go right by those processed food snacks and get something real.
I haven't been eating. And like I told Mike at the beginning, I've been on the real strict one. And I told him, I said, I'm really getting sick of the chicken, brown rice, and veggies. I mean, there's really only so many ways you can cook veggies.
Exactly.
You
know?
Carol's going to have these all the way eaten by the time she gets back to Manchester.
No, I could never eat all those.
And we'll bring you more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know what? You know, I'm looking at the ingredients, and I know what all the words are.
I
can read it.
Yes.
And it says nitrate free.
Yes.
Nitrite and nitrate free.
Yes.
But I mean, when you look at it, you've got celery juice, ascorbic acid, garlic, beef, pork, spices. I mean, these are whole ingredients.
The real thing. The real thing. And it's all New England. New Hampshire, actually. All New Hampshire. And happy pigs, happy cows. Tazzy, what do you think about happy pigs?
Let's
what do you think?
Here we go. The interview has begun.
Would you like to?
She's happy.
She's happy. That's a happy sound.
Now, how do you know when she's not so happy?
Would you like to hear her not happy?
No, don't. I don't want you to aggravate her because
she might squeal.
She might poop on the table here or something.
She knows she's potty trained.
Well, yeah, but everybody can have an accident once in a while.
She does not look like she's ready to go, Mike. She's fine.
Thank you, Carol.
Mike is
Carol,
all
you
right.
know your animal.
I do.
I'm going to put your cell phone under there.
Do you want to come work on the farm, Carol?
Excuse me?
Do you want to come work on the farm?
I would probably love it.
You'd be great.
I'm going camping. I'm going to go work on the farm.
There you go. We got a place for you. And then we also have an inn at the farm, so you can sleep in comfort. Air conditioned with a hot tub on the farm. You can stay overnight.
Whoa. Back up here. Hey, I need to know more about this.
Yeah. So we converted an apartment into our house with two bathrooms, two bedrooms, a kitchen, and a living area.
Just one unit?
It's one unit.
Okay.
And actually, we advertise through Airbnb. And we've had a lot of people come and say they want to stay there.
Right, very
so
nice.
Is there a breakfast and everything included with all this?
You make your own. It's a make-your-own bed
really?
Breakfast.
Ella, is the kitchen equipped enough to make a nice gourmet breakfast if I come stay there?
Oh, it's got a stove and a sink. What more do you need, Mike?
Well, I guess I had that coming, didn't I?
You did have that coming.
So I didn't realize that. Now, all right, so somebody comes and they want to, like, kind of work on the farm a little bit?
That's extra.
Wait a minute. I'm doing the work. You're going to charge me? Carol,
well,
that is
no, we'll let you. We'll let you shovel poo for free. How's that?
There you go.
Well, I'm watching to see what the pig does here.
Yeah. You might have some practice now. She's going to be good.
Now,
she's
let's talk about the Miles Smith Farm store before we let you go.
Yes.
When is that open?
It's great. It's open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 6 and from 2 to 6 on Thursday. We'd love to have people come up. You can come stop by at the farm, and we have all local food. You can see the animals. You can get up close and touch them.
Very, very
all right,
nice.
So, I mean, this is perfect for kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kids that grow up in a city that really have no concept. They go to the grocery store. They see meat coming out of a cryo, you know, sealed thing, and they don't realize that it all begins with folks like you.
That's right. That's right. It's a farm, and we are very kid-friendly. We've been told children love our farm, and adults do, too.
Oh, I'm sure. And you also have Farm Day coming up.
Yes, tomorrow from 10 to 4. We've got free cow riding, free pony ride.
Cow
riding?
Yes.
The cows like that?
They put up with it. They don't mind it. They
really?
Do it.
They don't like charge or anything?
Oh, God,
I mean,
no.
Really?
No. They're really gentle. Really gentle.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to ask, is there a saddle?
Yes, there is a saddle. You're right. There is a saddle.
No, is there really?
Yeah, we put a saddle on them, and the kids have to have something to hold on to.
Oh,
and
my. That is
great.
So cool.
You and Daryl, you got your Saturday plan, Carol.
I have a shower to go to. But, you know, it starts at 10:30, so we may be out
for it. Well, this goes till what, 6
four.
Or 7?
Four. Yeah.
So Farm Day at Miles Smith Farm tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 10 to 4, yep.
And on White House Road.
Bring a lunch. We're not selling food. Everything's free. But bring your own lunch. Bring a picnic blanket, a picnic basket, one of those picnic thingies, you know.
Picnic thingies.
And you can sit out and have your lunch and meet the animals. We'd love to have you come.
Carol, how long have you had the farm?
A lot of years.
I mean, was it a family?
40. No, I was
you
my.
Bought it.
Yeah, I moved. I went there in the 71 was the first year I was on the farm.
Well,
with my previous, it was a previous life. That's another story.
Well, for another propane safety day.
Yes, exactly.
Next year.
Yes,
exactly.
All right.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for coming on and chatting
and
with
Ella.
Us.
Tazzy.
And goodbye to Tazzy.
Who seems to like it on our DJ table.
You see, you read her mind again.
Yeah.
Tazzy loves it. I mean, I just love Tazzy. I think she's cool.
I do, too. She knows enough not to step off the end, doesn't she?
I hope.
Yeah.
Mike is all nervous.
Not on my dime. This isn't going to happen. Yeah. You've got a little harness for walking.
Mike, yes.
When we had her in the studio, she was right up on the counter.
Really?
She was.
Oh. She wanted to take over the microphone.
She did.
Is that what you call a mic hog? Bada boom.
Bada boom.
I'll be here all week. 2-drink minimum. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So
I'll tell you one thing. She does eat like a pig.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
How does she feel about Chipotle sticks?
She likes it because it's local pork.
Oh.
There you go.
We'll just
she
leave
likes
it at that.
Local
but they mostly vegetable-geared stuff, or?
She needs protein,
she needs protein
so
also?
She gets some protein, yeah.
Now, is there a particular kibble, or is it all stuff that you just source off your premises there?
We give her a lot of vegetables, and then we do get some pellets from the pellet store.
Now, I take my dog, as does Carol, to be groomed. Do you take a little piggy here to be groomed?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, might think about it.
Well,
she's
very clean.
Yeah.
She's definitely clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's being pretty
and
quiet,
and she's well-behaved.
Oh, she really is.
But you know what, Carol? You are right. She looks a little tired. She needs a nap.
Yeah,
she does. Needs
she
a
needs
nap.
A nappy time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she needs her nappy time. She
yep.
does.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having
us.
Thank you
so much.
What fun.
See us at Miles Smith
Farm.
Yes,
right. Definitely. Miles Smith
and thanks
Farm.
Thanks for what you provided today.
Oh, the beef was all ours, and we love that it was here. It was great.
All awesome. Right.
Thank you,
Carol and Ella.
Well, what a
44 years in radio, first time I've interviewed a pig.
Really?
Well, I mean, there's a few people I could put in that category, but I, you know. I'm
but you're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that today, no. You're right. No, they were not.
That is J-Dog back at the helm.
He's J-Pig today, just for today.
No, he's not.
Oink, oink.
For our purposes. See, he is. Well, do we have any, Carol, before we go, do we have any other names? How many propane tanks have we given away?
We have the correct amount of names.
So we've given them all away?
We have.
Oh, great.
We have.
And I've been given a big roll of sausage to take home because there was a little bit left over. I did. And now, do you prefer to have the pepper flavored or chipotle?
I think I would like to try the chipotle.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's two 4-packs of, you know, it's not called jerky. I don't see the word jerky on this anywhere. But it's essentially a dried meat, I guess, right?
And everything in here is good.
It is. No MSG, no artificial colors, flavors, or smoke. No gluten, no nuts, no milk, but plenty of flavor.
Oh, I love what it says right here. Devour by date on package. Devour. That is so cool.
And the date
I love that.
On your package, because I looked, was like next February, but I know mine's not going to last that long.
Oh, mine won't last that long either. Daryl will be all over this. He will love it.
He likes meat sticks?
I'm not sure if he does, but all men do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, it's
definitely
like a guy thing.
Men.
And, you know, we are talking about these beef and pork. We were just talking with Carol Soule, Miles Smith Farm. You can also check them out on the web at milesmithfarm.com.
Well, so, it's almost time to wrap up.
Is.
We want to thank the Propane Gas Association of New England.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone. We're talking to an empty statehouse lawn. In fact, now we can finally see the statue of Daniel Webster.
We can see him
at the foot of the State House under the big golden dome on North Main and Concord. It has been so much fun today.
It has. It was quite the treat, which, you know, we should let listeners know also that we're going to be starting our summer series June 12th. And where Food for Thought will be broadcasting live outside of the Beacon Building instead of inside down in our studio. So we'll be out on Elm Street.
Nice.
So that should be fun.
It should be.
Yeah.
You got the air conditioning figured out for that part of it, right?
I know,
Carol?
Right? Well, we're going to have to get like a little cover for it.
Yes.
Well, you know what? There is the awning right there. I'm going to have to see what the sun looks like at that time.
Get your brother to work on it.
I will get Brian to work on
that.
All
right.
All right. Well, you're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be back next week on Monday. And
thank our producer back at the studio, J-Dog. And Bob Lippman here for being our on-premises producer, making sure everything worked, and it did, and we thank them for everything today.
Thank God it did, because he's not here.
No.
Just kidding.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Carol.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.